The Bible is often an early source of our stories and beliefs. For writers, it remains a rich source of imagery and discovery. Colin Pope, a doctoral candidate at Oklahoma State University, gives us a new look at Jonah in the whale. Here is his poem, Inside the Whale. Almost like you've wanted to be eaten your whole life, but eaten not by something for sustenance, no miasma of blood in dark water, nor teeth clinking bone, but by accident, and by a cathedral, and by a representative from the infinite array of the unlikely, so they could sing shanties of you beneath the mizzen and mainsails, and you, under the roof of a bandshell made from ribs and salted steam, could sing back, oh, goodbye, goodbye, cruel sand and sky, and farewell forever to green, wandering the tongue and guts for some sign. No smoke, no charred logs or bone spears or colonies of fishermen afloat on islands of kelp-lashed driftwood. One must wonder what a thumb tastes like, or wait for waiting until waiting throws you back and forth like a clock on a clothesline. Then, just when you're turning clear, flaking away, a chance tickle and you're sneezed free. Isn't that how always it works? You're nearly jelly and nothing matters. And then you're the bearded lunatic stumbling the shoreline, one hand cupped against your ear, like the echoes are only coming from further away. Like if only the ground would move a little faster, you could catch everything you ever wanted.